This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Okay, folks, I have some very disturbing news to report, and I may have been wrong about some big issue. So let's see if I can manage a possible apology here on this point. Where to begin? Well, this is about the FBI. And as background, my position on the FBI has long been that the leadership of the FBI is corrupt. I'm talking about James Comey and Robert Mueller, you know, former FBI director, both of them were, Peter Strzok and so on. You know, the FBI running this corruption scheme, this deep state attempt to ensnare President Trump under a false accusation of Russia collusion. So I've always said, well, yeah, the leadership of the FBI is corrupt. They're swamp creatures. I've even called for their investigation and indictment and arrest if they're guilty. You know, fair trials and everything, but they should be arrested, I think, for their treason. But all along the way, I've always said that the run-of-the-mill FBI men and women are good people, that they are good agents, that they're trying to do their job. And it's because I know retired FBI agents, and the people I know are good people. And they would never do anything illegal or treasonous or traitorous. I mean, they just wouldn't. That's just not in their blood. They wouldn't do that. They're good people. And so I've always said, you know, the run-of-the-mill FBI people are good people. It's just that the leadership is corrupt. But now I have to say, here we go. A report has surfaced, a whistleblower from inside the FBI. And this is concerning the Bundy prosecution, the Bundy rancher situation, you know, the Oregon ranchers. And this whistleblower has put forth a document that's been acquired by, I think, the Oregonian, or maybe Oregon Live, or some major press in Oregon got a hold of this document. And it shows unbelievable, oh my God, scary secret police kind of activity and abuse among rank and file FBI agents in dealing with this Bundy situation. It shows that the FBI maintained a kill list, an actual kill list of Bundy ranchers to be killed. And those ranchers later, quote, committed suicide. I mean, dude, we are talking secret police KGB style stuff. The raid on the Bundy ranchers and their cattle has been called a military style assault. Now, on ranchers, well, it wasn't just Oregon, it was Nevada, of course, as well. But Oregon is part of it. You know, that's where the uprising was and the Malheur Wildlife Refuge and so on. Anyway, according to this whistleblower, the FBI had, they loved the idea of like they took the Bundy father and smashed his face into the dirt and ground his face in the dirt and bragged about it, how much they loved doing that and how much they loved them suffering and how much they hated the Bundys. And this is now the behavior of rank and file FBI individuals. And so this is so highly disturbing, because what it shows is that the rot at the top of the FBI appears to have trickled down to at least some sectors of the rank and file FBI organization. And that is something that I have to admit I did not realize had happened. And so I have to apologize to my listeners for not being fully aware of how corrupt the FBI has become from top to bottom, which is very sad to me, because even to this day, I know there are graduates coming out of the FBI training school who have the best intentions. They're not evil people. They're not trying to become swamp creatures or part of the deep state. They're not trying to harm anybody or falsely accuse people. They're not full of hatred for ranchers. They come out of the schools, well, the training, the FBI training, you know, thinking that they're going to stop bad guys. They don't realize they're going to become the bad guys. And this is the result of a corrupt institution. Now, Trickling down. There's a term I invented called trickle down tyranny, and it became the title of a book by Michael Savage. Michael Savage actually got the term from me. I coined the term trickle down tyranny. And this is an example of that. You have tyranny at the top of the FBI. It's now trickling down to the rank and file, and it is turning the entire organization, apparently, into a dangerous, corrupt, KGB-style, secret police, you know, swamp organization that's now, frankly, has become a danger to the safety and liberty of everyday Americans, it seems. And that it's, I'm very sad to have to say that. And I held off, you know, on recording this podcast because I want to really check it out. So I read the report. It's so damning. And it's from a whistleblower from inside the investigation. This is an FBI person himself or herself. I don't know if it's a him or a her. Or given these days, maybe it's a gender neutral G. I don't know. But somebody was blowing the whistle inside the FBI. So there's a silver lining to this, which is that, hey, there's at least one agent inside the FBI that saw this too and said, this is insane. That's crazy. This is not who we are, you know, to quote Obama. That inside the FBI, even them saying, this is not who we are. This is not what we stand for. We should not operate this way. We're supposed to follow the law. So this whistleblower, you know, came forth with all of this evidence, and that's commendable. But what it clearly shows, you know, in the big picture here, is that the FBI needs to be cleaned up top to bottom. A lot of people need to go. A lot of people involved in that Bundy investigation, the Bundy raids, the Bundy prosecutions, are clearly no longer part of a law-abiding institution. They are part of a hate group named the FBI that is using its power or abusing its power to target political enemies. And once the FBI targets you and they go after you, they can destroy your life. They can throw you in jail. They can take your land. They can seize your assets. They can take your firearms. They can do everything to destroy you if they hate you. And they'll grind your face in the dirt and they'll brag about it. And they'll love it. They'll love every moment of it. That's what the FBI, at least some sectors of it, have become. And we've got to stop that. We have to restore some dignity and trust to the FBI. I mean, look, these people have destroyed the trust in the institution of the FBI for at least a decade. James Comey, Robert Mueller, and whoever these agents are involved in the Bundy investigation, these people have destroyed the reputation of the FBI, even among people like myself who have been longtime FBI supporters, by the way. I happen to be a big supporter of law enforcement, of our soldiers and our veterans, okay? I've been on the record about that. Make no qualms about it. I served on the board of directors for a nonprofit police organization in Arizona. I was given an award by the chief of police, by the way, of a major Arizona city. Which I'm not going to name at the moment, but maybe I will mention that sometime in the future. But anyway, I have helped police purchase gear. I have helped veterans purchase transportation to VA hospitals. I'm working on right now a nutritional supplement that we're going to donate to active soldiers on the front lines in the Middle East. Well, American soldiers, I should be specific, to U.S. soldiers, not the enemy soldiers, U.S. soldiers only. So I'm a longtime supporter of law enforcement, and I believe in a lawful society. I believe in due process. I believe in community safety, which is established through local law enforcement. I support sheriffs and sheriff's deputies and cops, you know, except the few corrupt ones that are out there. There are a few bad ones. Obviously, I don't support their activities. But by and large, police are good people, too. They're trying to do the right thing. And I support men and women in blue, okay? And I support veterans. Because I believe in national defense, and, you know, I work with a lot of veterans, I train with veterans, and they're the greatest people, the people I would bet my life on. These are the best people in America, I'm telling you. So it breaks my heart to hear that these FBI guys are abusing their power, abusing their position, and victimizing ranchers, the Bundy family and others associated with them have been falsely victimized. And I think Trump should pardon them all. I think President Trump should pardon all of the Bundy ranchers and any of those who have been falsely charged, accused, investigated, raided, physically harmed. And some of them have been shot and killed, by the way, by the FBI. Yeah, the FBI has killed some of these individuals. On the record, there's footage out there, helicopter footage of one individual being shot and killed on the side of the road. The FBI needs to be investigated. I believe President Trump, again, should pardon the ranchers and should launch a massive investigation and seek arrests and criminal prosecutions of those individuals inside the FBI who have been responsible for this activity. They need to go to prison, where, of course, they won't be treated very well, being, you know, part of the FBI in the prison system. But how else are we going to restore any kind of integrity to the FBI? How else are citizens going to trust the FBI ever again? Even me, I've given them the benefit of the doubt for all this time, and now it turns out I was wrong. I was defending these guys for quite some time, and now here I am forced to apologize because I cannot ignore this whistleblower report that shows this incredible corruption and deception on the part of the FBI. I can't ignore it. It's very frustrating. It's disturbing. I'm not just heartbroken. I'm angry about the abuse of power, and I'm heartbroken about the number of innocent people who have been falsely killed by the FBI, or arrested, charged with crimes, sent to prison, prosecuted by the FBI under these false pretenses. This is just another example of why the FBI, maybe it's time to shut the whole thing down. We may be at that point now where we need to shut down the FBI entirely. I don't know. We'll see. Now, this is Mike Adams, Health Ranger. Hear more at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.